the radio buzz, the Top Talk Radio stories of the day. Pot ice cream? If California's Prop 19 passes this November, should it be made legal?
I mean, on paper, there's reasons to do it. And will it bring legions of new pot smokers to the product because it's now legal? I mean, an argument could be made that maybe that's better than them drinking alcohol.
Texas-based attorney with David Goodman and Madole, Clint David, speaking with Chip at Kogo in San Diego. Opponents of the ice cream are concerned. Should parents be held negligent if the ice cream is stored in the freezer right next to the Ben and Jerry's and their child mistakenly takes out the wrong container of ice cream? Available in half pints, the high cream contains the equivalent of about 8 joints. Users claim to not taste the marijuana, but feel its effects. One of the available flavors? Bananabis Foster. Buzzing on, a year later, provisions of the new healthcare law begin to take effect today. What do these changes mean to the average person? That question asked of Hans Kuttner by Dan at WOC in Davenport, Iowa.
At the average person level, there are probably not going to be that many changes. These take effect for whenever your health plan renewal comes up. So for a lot of people, while the law takes effect today, it takes effect when your plan next change, which is usually, for most people, January 1st.
Kuttner is a former member of the White House domestic policy staff with responsibility for health care and social service programs under the Bush administration and a fellow at the Hudson Institute. Big insurers, including Anthem Blue Cross, Aetna Incorporated, and others, plan to stop selling new child-only policies as soon as today, citing potentially huge and unexpected costs for insuring children. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.